thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
Are you short of time? Are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
All right, it's the Urban Sports Scene live. As Radio Network, as Radio Network.
It's live.
Technically, it's live.
Yeah, definitely.
People listening to it right now, it's live to them. See, come on, man.
We good.
I told that dude downstairs, he got to shut up. The Urban Sports Scene is on air. Email us at urbansports@asradio.com. Also, check out Chris and the Commish on As Radio. I don't know what time this show starts, Monday
through
Friday.
4 o'clock.
It starts at 4 now?
Yeah,
it
4
used to
now.
Start
4
like 1 or 2.
Now it's 4 to 6. Has been on for a while.
Come on. Hey.
They are loud out here. Dang.
Listen, this is disrespectful. This doesn't happen to Chris and the Commish because they're in a real studio.
Exactly.
Unfortunately.
We're in an apartment.
Metal Will T, he couldn't be here because the Knicks are down 0-2. So I'm annoyed with him not showing up every time he's going to lose an argument or he's prepared to lose an argument.
Yeah, he's throwing them bows.
Alan Wally in the building with Mr. 85. And I got something I want to get off my chest real quick before we get started. I know we're going to get to this later, but I got a phone call Thursday or Friday from Wally saying, I'm checking out Bryce Harper's stats in AAA. They're not that good. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So he's not going to get moved up like you've been saying all this time.
I didn't say that.
I just want to make sure everybody's wrong.
I never said that he was going to be moved up or moved down. I said that he's
struggling. You said maybe late in the season.
Yeah, but the reason why he got moved up was because of injuries.
Doesn't matter.
He's
one of four teenagers to get a hit in his first game, including your man Ken Griffey.
Oh, my God.
And he got a hit in his second game, too. He's going to get a hit tonight.
Three, he was hit. Yeah, I know.
I told you, it always blows up in your face when you come in.
Dog, it's not.
You made a special point to call me.
You made a special point. What happened with the Orioles? You were talking about, yeah, the Orioles are not a decent start. They had the same record as the Nats. So basically, I can bring that up too.
No, I said it's not a great start. No,
yeah, they have the same record as the Nats.
The Nats had a great start either.
You said they were a great start. Like you said, the Orioles didn't have a great start, but the Nats had a great start.
At the time,
yeah, exactly.
14-4.
Same point. It's the same point.
At the time, the Nats were 14-4.
No, it's the same
right?
point. It's the same thing.
I didn't say it was a great start, but
yes, you did. We can go.
No,
back.
No, we can't.
We can go back.
We don't have the tape.
We don't have the tape. Right.
All right, look. And you're the production manager, so your fault. 14-4 versus 9-7.
Who's 9-7?
No, they were 9-7.
No, they were never 9-7. They were 11-8, never 9-7. Never 9-7.
All right, now they're 14-8.
Yeah, 14-9. They lost yesterday.
All right, so we
I'm talking Orioles. I'm talking Orioles. They're 14-9. Bye, gang.
Anyway.
In AL East, harder division. Go ahead, sorry.
The Caps defeated the Rangers. Let's start the pregame. 3-2 last night. Series is tied 1-1.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to catch you guys off, but I didn't get an introduction yet. I think that's quite rude. I don't think so. I didn't hear it quite well.
He did say it.
Well, I didn't hear it quite well. When I'm here, everyone needs to know. Introducing the great, wonderful me. All right, proceed, Ray.
The great, great, wonderful me. Somebody is.
What are the chances that
I have no idea.
The Capitals can win the next two
zero.
Games?
Zero! Zero, zero, zero.
And now, if you have listened to every show and Al's been on top of the Caps, he has been wrong 100%.
You know why? I want to be wrong. You know why? Because I'm tired of seeing my brother upset and losing all his life. He's been a Caps fan all his life. And can you tell me when the Capitals won?
We said the same.
So I'm trying to help him out, man. I'm just doing reverse psychology, man. That's all.
I'm here for you, brother. My man.
Hey, I'm here for you. That's all. But you don't care about that.
Shut up.
You know what I'm saying?
Shut up. Fall.
I'm trying to help you.
Fall. All
right. You'll see.
Listen, we have to get behind the Capitals.
I know.
Most of us here are a fan of at least one team in the DMV. I happen to be a fan of the Wizards and the Nationals. You guys are the Redskins and
the Redskins and the Capitals and the Orioles,
I guess.
They're
not a DMV.
HTS, man. That's what we used to watch before the Nats was
so
HTS.
So we have to get behind our one winner. But right now, it's an exciting time. Bryce Harper, RG3, you can't.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. It's an exciting time right now with the youth of baseball, with the youth of superstars that we have.
Bryce
RG3
Harper is talented.
And Bryce Harper. No,
you
Bryce
see,
Harper is
catches?
Talented. I don't care about the catches. I think he can actually, he's actually a talented kid. He can hit. I can see the potential. Now, you know, him consistently hitting big league pitching is going to be a situation that we get to see it play out.
I think he's lucky he's in the National League. But you know what? We were talking about the Capitals. Who deserves the credit for, you know, the strong play of late?
Obviously, people are going to talk about the goalie, Holtby. I'm going to go with Dale Hunter. Dale Hunter is definitely deserves the credit. He's brought a defensive style to the Capitals. You know, everybody's talking about Ovi's limited minutes in terms of playing in the playoffs. But it's because he's playing guys who play defense, and he uses Ovi when they need to score. So he's doing a great job coaching.
For all the fans who are bashing Lindstrom, he's balling. If that's a term you can use in hockey, I don't know.
Lindstrom, who's Lindstrom?
Nick.
Oh, Backstrom.
Backstrom.
Nicholas Backstrom.
Backstrom.
He's balling. Backstrom's balling. Lindstrom. Yeah, wow. Backstrom's balling. They
Sorry,
need Backstrom.
Tom Block.
They need Backstrom. I mean, they need a Backstrom. They need all their young guns. Backstrom, Green, Semin.
He's I was about to say Hooper.
I was about to say, and Ovi. They need them. They need them all, and they're getting good play from the role players.
All right, moving on. Bryce Harper, who I already brought up, like I said, because 85%.
Yeah, you couldn't help it.
I could, yeah, because you called me. You made a special point to call
Dude,
me.
Dude,
just for that reason.
Not,
you
I'm
didn't
not
call
wrong.
To say hi or anything. You
I wasn't wrong.
It.
Huh? He was I wasn't wrong. He was struggling in AAA.
He's not struggling now, and he's in the big league.
Dude, only had two hits so far. Don't make it sound like in two games. He's one for three
in
both games.
He's 19 years old.
He's one for three. Hayward, for what's name was young, and hit a home run off his first at bat. For the Braves.
That's great. I like Hayward.
I'm just saying. Like,
we like Hayward.
I like him. I'm just saying, don't stop trying to make it sound as if he came in with a bang. Like, he had one hit.
Do you not like Bryce?
I don't hate Bryce.
That's not a question.
I like Bryce. I like Bryce. I think Bryce can play.
He doesn't like people when they're overly hyped.
I think he's overly hyped at the moment.
You
have
like Alex. You like Alex Rodriguez.
A-Rod, he produced.
When he started off?
Yeah, no, he produced his rookie year. He hit like almost 30 home runs.
He's like 20 or 21.
I'm going to ask you a question. You said his rookie 19. Year?
I mean, that is official. His second, his actual. I liked him. I started watching A-Rod his second season, his official second season, not his first season.
Okay, but he was hyped his first season.
I never paid attention to him. I liked him his second season.
So what are you discrediting Harper for?
I'm discrediting because he hasn't done it yet. That's all I'm saying. All the hype, he hasn't done it yet. A-Rod got overly hyped his second
year. Okay, I'm
going to
ask you a question. What are they hyping him but just saying that he's a young, talented young player?
No, huh?
He was drafted number one. He broke.
No, they're rushing him through the systems too fast. Like, to me,
what do you mean by too fast?
You know, he just came out last year. Now he's in the majors.
Yeah.
In AAA, he's hitting he was hitting 240.
He's not
okay.
Fully
but I'm gonna ask you a question. Did Griffey came out early?
I'm sorry, I wasn't born back then.
I'm just stating people who came back early, if you don't mind. If you can just
all right, go ahead.
All
right, go ahead. Because you're wrong.
A-Rod came out early, correct?
How early did A-Rod come out?
A-Rod came out, I think it was 19 years old, or was it, 19 or 20 years old.
I mean, but what did A-Rod do in the minors?
I don't know.
Exactly, that's my point.
I don't know. No, I'm talking about players that came out early. I mean, and they didn't have a great season their first year.
I'm not
and
knocking that.
This is my point, but this is my point, young man.
Yeah, exactly.
Man.
You're not
okay. Do me a favor. Let's calm down. Okay.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
Go
this
on,
is
man.
A world of peace.
Go ahead. Go
meta
on.
World peace. I don't want to elbow you. You all right? So let me tell you something. What the Nationals are doing basically is just bringing him out, one for fanfare. They didn't want to sell tickets. I mean, it's a business, folks. Everyone got to realize that. And also to push him through for one year, push him through, let him get his struggles out early, and then the second year will be his full year where he'll perform. So that's all it is. It's preparing him and building him up with the pitchers.
I have no problem with Bryce Harper I think he'll produce. I think he's going to be good. That's not my issue with Bryce Harper. My issue is everybody rushing him and saying he's already better than so-and-so. He's going to be a superstar. I don't think he's going to be a superstar off the bat yet. That's my whole thing. He's not a superstar now. You're right. In the second season, he can be a superstar. I'm not arguing that. But I don't think as soon as he touches major league soil that he's going to be a superstar. Like Matt Wieters, and I'm going to keep using an example, had 1 year of minor league ball. And hit and killed minor league ball, killed it one season. They rushed him right up. Struggled his first year, his second year he became an all star, and now you know he's playing an all star level now. It's still it's hard. You can't say off the bat as soon as he touched the ground he's going to be a superstar.
I mean, what they're doing is marketing.
That's not my point. No, I'm talking about people who have already put him already on all star form as a rookie. That's my point.
Who's put him
as
all star form?
Most of the media. Most of the
All-star for him?
Yeah.
All-star.
Next superstar. He's not Steven Strasburg. Put like that. He's
all-star.
Not Steven Strasburg.
Are you saying, he's a – I don't think no one said he's an all-star.
A lot of people have stated
they're saying he could be an all-star. So. There's no
he's
one –
not Steven
There's
Strasburg.
No one in the media that's going to jeopardize their reputation saying that he's an all-star
he's
now.
All,
they're saying that he has all-star capabilities.
I've heard a lot of hype.
Where? Give me a name.
Give me a name.
Wait, hold me back.
Listen, we are all on a sofa. This is fun. And it's kind of weird at the same time.
You got me getting up for this.
When everybody
go!
When everybody's healthy,
that means?
Where's Fish to say zoo?
Oh, like zoo? Oh, you said that dumb crap?
Yeah, anyway, sorry.
Racial comment.
Irrelevant.
Racist.
When everybody's healthy, will he stay, you know, with the club?
Oh, on Harper? The major league level? I think he will. I think you have him up. Like Al said, he's good for money. And who's going to be the center fielder or left fielder? I mean, Michael Morse, when he comes back, you have Michael Morse left. You have Jason Worth. I don't see anybody else who can play center. Nady's not good enough to play right. I think once you have him up, you might as well have him for the whole season. He's that valuable.
Yeah, he's gonna stay.
Yeah.
I mean they were trying to bring him in slowly, but like I said, with the good pitching that they have and they're actually. I don't know.
The first place.
Are they first? They're tied with first? Or
the first in the division.
Oh, they're first in the division. It's just like, okay, let's bring them up now, and let's have a fanfare. You know, Washington's back, RG3. Let's have a fanfare. You know, let's make Washington the best sports capital in the world, and it should be, RG3. I'm going to say it again. RG3.
It's all about RG3.
I'm going to say it again. RG3. All right? Whenever you want to talk about RG3, I'm here. That's my third cousin.
Your third cousin?
He's black. Everyone's related.
This dude here, you're that's Nigerian. Amazing.
Well, from
man.
From fighting from I guess let's just say from Bryce Harper fighting to stay in the big leagues to this Saturday's fight, Cotto, who has no chance. I'm putting it out there now, fighting Mayweather. It's the most boring 24/7 I've ever seen in my life.
It's not the most boring. Have you seen Pacquiao's one? They're boring too. As hell.
Against, no, Pacquiao's always entertaining, and I love his work ethic.
Are you serious?
Floyd has a great work ethic too. But he talks so much.
Yes, that's the most.
He was talking about PETA and dogfighting and all that stuff.
Hey, man, Floyd had the best.
I'm still
saying.
With my fur coat.
Floyd had the best saying on 24/7.
You can't say it.
I can't say it.
Nah, cause cursing on it.
No, not that one. Cool. No, but the non-cursing when he said people hate on him, but they talking about money. A broke man said.
No,
that
see,
money.
That's not a quote. A quote is saying exactly what he said.
All right,
what
did he say?
I can't say it.
And I'll paraphrase. Is that better?
Perfect.
There you go. All right,
thank you, sir. He said, "Money don't make me. I make money." That to me, that was like the real statement. It is. It's so true.
He got that from Players Club.
Yeah, but
the way he said it, the way he was talking about it.
But the quote I thought you were referring to is when he said, when people say money and everything.
He said, broke man made that up. Broke man made that up.
And then he's right.
He's right.
I'm not going to go there.
And you shouldn't, because I'll explain to you, you got a job, right?
Yeah, I have a job.
Do you collect a paycheck?
Yes.
Why?
To eat.
And what else? To survive. Money's everything. don't you ever forget that. Because when you do forget to say, I don't want my money. Give it to someone else. The whole thing, not the percentage. The whole thing.
I'm not going to go there.
Exactly. You can't. Because money is everything. In this country, money is everything because you work for money. It's not saying, hey, I'm going to work for, hey, let me work in this apartment complex or this house because I just want to live there. All right?
You're actually defined by your credit score, unfortunately.
Which is, so, delinquency is what? You didn't pay your bill, which is what? Money. Money's everything. You build credit. You got to pay somebody.
Let's go to the fight, man.
Let's talk about the fight. It's about money, too. The fight's about money. Caught on again, I think, 20%, man.
It's a damn shame.
He doesn't care.
It's still his highest pay.
I mean, I think Cole's gonna. I think Cole's actually gonna give Mayweather some go. I think it'll be an 8-4 round. I think it'll be 8-4 round. I mean, 8-4 total decision. But it's not. I mean, if Cotto tries to go to the body, he can make it a compelling fight. If he tries to go head hunting, it's a wrap.
He's not gonna be able to touch him.
He's not gonna be able to touch him in the body. You get a little bit closer in the
not
body.
Not gonna be able to touch him.
I don't think you realize how quick Mayweather is.
I do. I think
speed.
He's very quick. I just think
no.
Cotto,
what I'm saying,
Cotto can get to a brawling match. I think he can get. I think
well,
he can.
What I'm saying,
do something.
If you really watch Cotto fights from a distance, and to fight and to go into the body, you actually get a little bit closer. And Mayweather just he tags.
But which Cotto are you talking about? That's what I'm saying. You're looking
I'm
at the
Cotto. No, I'm talking about
the Cotto, the recent Cotto. Yes, I agree with you.
No, I'm not talking about recent. I'm talking about Cotto.
Cotto when he was
Cotto's a boxer.
No. When Cotto, no, he changed himself to a boxer. When he was fighting, when he fought Zab Judah, he went to his body and attacked his body. He will go inside. The old Cotto used to go inside. The new Cotto, he wanted to show that he had boxing talent. So decided to stay outside, i.e., what he was doing with Margarita. And other folks, and even Manny Pacquiao, he deferred to what he did in the beginning of his fighting career.
And what I'm saying is, no, he can attempt to go into the body.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying, he's gonna get punished by going into the body.
His best chance is to go to the body. He's not gonna be effective staying outside with Mayweather. It's impossible. Mayweather's too good of a boxer. I'm not saying Mayweather was going to lose. I'm just saying Cotto's best strategic move is to go inside. That's his best way to win.
His best strategic move is to say, I got a stomach flu and I don't want to fight.
What's the date for Pacquiao's next fight?
I think it's June 6th or something like that. It's going to be one of the most boring fights of all time.
Yeah, because Timothy Bradley's in it.
Yeah, Timothy Bradley.
So Mayweather's automatically a bigger pay-per-view draw? this weekend?
He's always He's always bigger than draw than Pacquiao.
Is he really?
Always. Yeah, check the stats. He's always bigger than Pacquiao.
I have no idea. I actually don't know.
I don't know. I'm not going to argue. I'm just asking.
He's always bigger than Pacquiao.
Just something to throw out there.
That's why he doesn't. That's why he said, Pacquiao, I'll only give you 40 mil. Because your numbers don't say what it says.
Anyway, we're going on 15 minutes, fellas.
I know. We'll be
take a commercial break.
We'll be down in Vegas, though. We'll be down there to check it out.
We'll get to RG3 when we come back. And Kirk Cousins, what the heck? It's the Urban Sports Scene on Az Radio Network.
Urban Sports Scene.
You can now hear the Eyes Radio Network while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. And when you download Stitcher to hear the Eyes Radio Network, you have a chance to win some money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. Download it. It's free. Takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter Eyes Radio, EYESRADIO, to get automatically entered to win $100. The latest episode of the show will be waiting for you in your favorites. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too. Always available to you on demand. No syncing. It's Stitcher Smart Radio. And don't forget to enter promo code EYESRADIO when you register.
You know my demo, they box no limo, home. I'm stacked up too, I don't know what them folks doing. I'm flexing, no problem. They go crit. Hey! Nah, I'm flexing, shouting. Nah, I'm stupid.
All right, again, it's the Urban Sports Scene, live, Az Radio. It's not really
live.
Yeah, I'm just joking. Az Radio Network, azradio.com. Also, check us out at walio.podbean.com. We're also on iTunes, Twitter, Facebook. Just search Urban Sports Scene. And our email address is urbansports@azradio.com.
And you can also listen to the show on the Apple. You can also listen to us on the Apple G's radio show, Sundays 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/Apple G's. The show is hosted by Coach Roddy and the lovely Vivian.
All right. The lovely Vivian.
That's what we call her. The lovely Vivian.
Why am I getting back on that show?
She's married.
Anytime you want to.
Man, come on, man.
Anytime you want to.
I've never been. You know, I'm waiting for the call up from AAA Silver Spring.
You never been on the show?
No.
He never tries to, actually.
Oh, wow. What are they talking about over there?
Talking about college sports.
It's on Brittany Griner being the first woman to play in the NBA.
Probably so.
Are they really?
No, they last. They didn't have a show in a couple days.
I'm
going to
say, because if they are,
have you seen the new website? RealPeopleRealTalk.com? Check it out.
Yeah. RealPeopleRealTalk.
Real People Real Talk, that's what I said?
I know, you're right.
Oh,
I didn't argue with you.
Who website is that?
Metal Will T, Struggle. That's Vivian. They have their own, like, it's kind of like Az Radio.
Yeah.
Okay. Urban Sports is also broadcast on there. We're simulcast everywhere.
That's hot.
Yeah.
You didn't even know. You're on the show. Show us how much you invested into it.
I'm a part-time person.
Part-time.
He sure is part-time.
I'm part-time. All right, no responsibilities.
This is a dumb question.
Like an uncle.
Like I said, this is a dumb question. How do you grade the Redskins draft? I think that's stupid.
You want to go first?
Well, you graded. Okay, right now you graded with.
It's about a C or.
About the pitch. It's about a C plus.
Yeah.
It's about a C plus.
I agree.
But the real grade comes 3-4 years later. When you pan out and see after their rookies, after their contract, who they picked up. I mean, what their production is. Like, if RG3 is a Pro Bowler and a lead quarterback, no matter what, if that one person,
it's an A.
But with the we didn't fill our needs in the draft, so that's why I say it's a C plus. And with the pick of Cousins, what makes no sense. It doesn't help out RG3. I'd rather us just picked up a veteran quarterback in free agency, you know, just to show them the rope of the NFL. But Cousins and Grossman,
I think the reason why they got Cousins was just because of the value at the fourth spot. There was nobody I think they really truly wanted, in my opinion, that was on the list. So they decided to take Cousins. And they felt, you know, everybody watches the New England Patriots, for example, and they see that they pick up players sometimes they don't actually need, like a Ryan Mallett. No one really thought they needed a Ryan Mallett, but, and they went to use him as, you know, use him as trade bait.
But here's the difference.
Yeah.
They had a veteran as a
starter. I totally agree.
And that's the thing. When people bring that analogy, it doesn't work with me because what generally happens when you pick up a quarterback that you don't need, you have a veteran starter. You have someone proven.
But like,
and RG3 isn't. I think it was a dumb thing because it could have hurt him.
I've seen Cousins play. He's not as talented as RG3. Not even close, to be honest with you. It's not even funny. He's not even that good. Drew Stanton, that was in Michigan State, is 10 times better than Cousins. 10 times better than Cousins.
Well, Cousins want to go to Philly because Michael Vick gets hurt so often. He thought
I think that's another reason why they decided to get Cousins anyway, to have a potential backup just in case RG3 gets hurt.
Yeah, I mean,
scrambling.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Yeah. With a veteran.
Yeah.
if you get hurt, you're going to get your job back more than likely. Right? No, I'm not. Like I said, I don't think Cousins is to RG3's level.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that by any means.
Yeah.
But that's what they're saying is he's a rookie. They're both rookies.
That's
so
true.
No one's entitled to anything.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying? Like, and that's the thing. No one's entitled to say, hey, RG3's been here. He's been doing this forever. They both came in the same year. And RG3 has a bad preseason.
Yeah.
He's a rookie. I don't care. Honestly, I don't care if his preseason is good or bad.
Yeah.
I can give a rat's ass.
Yeah.
All right? I'm going to be honest. But let's say Cousins has a good preseason.
Then it's,
you know, I hate the media.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The media might say Cousins should start. You know, that this and the third. But when you have a veteran.
Cole Brennan.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Cole Brennan.
Yeah, exactly. They boost up Brennan. He's garbage. And that's the thing. Like, I'm saying, like, I'm hoping RG3 has the mindset to ignore all what media says. And Mike Shanahan needs to say this clear and throughout. I don't care what RG3 does. He is the starter, and I want Cousins to be the third screen.
He's the third string.
If he needs to say that so the media don't say nothing about him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Shanahan may
he
not
pretty
do
much
that.
Said it, though. No, he pretty much said that Cousins is the third string already.
I didn't hear that.
No, he said he's got a couple of years of playing.
What do y'all think about them calling Rex Grossman RG1 now? That's hilarious to me.
They call him RG1? He's actually a 3, too.
He's a 3.
Yeah, he's
a 3rd. Yeah, he's RG3.
They call him RG1.
He's a 3rd.
They call him RG1? That's tough.
He's a 3rd.
He's a 3rd, though. I mean, but the funny thing is, they just bought it up, though. Like,
yeah,
we'll be traded for the pick. And I was like, I thought they were joking, but then I looked it up. He's actually really a 3rd. You know,
not a big deal.
Sexy Rex.
Who do you think about cornerbacks that we drafted in the late round? Two cornerbacks.
They suck. They're late round cornerbacks. They're special teams players.
That's the problem I have with the fourth pick.
Yeah.
Because you know why? We could have got Boykin from Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, but he's not going to start.
He could be a slot receiver. He could. Man, we got Josh Wilson. You can't tell me he can't start. That's what I'm saying.
Obviously, they didn't think he was that good at the value pick. I know what they did. I think at the four in that position, that was a bad air ball. At that position, that they won the best player. I thought whoever was the best player at that time, they would have took. They wouldn't even be by position.
Yeah, I know because they rated Cousins as the number 3 quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, so that's the thing I don't like. You rate him too high.
He's way too high.
But I'm saying is you like him that much as number 3 quarterback?
Yeah, I hear you.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I just hope. Like, honestly, I hope Cousins gets hurt. I'm not gonna lie.
Greg Williams is in the building.
Not hurt for a long period of time, but not. I want him to miss preseason.
Yeah, I hear you.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't want this drama in DC.
I don't think you're being very cautious, and this is what's wrong with Redskins fans. They just relax, let things play out. If he has a great preseason, he's got a lot of trade value or good trade value.
That's what I'm saying. I don't really have respect for Cousins at all. I don't think he'll even have.
How do you say he has trade value?
If he has a great
preseason. No, he has a good preseason, he'll have trade value. Just like Matt Flynn. He'll have, like, Matt Flynn's preseason was got him off the jump.
Matt Flynn didn't get trade.
No, yeah, I'm saying off the jump. I'm just saying.
Here's the difference, though.
Yeah.
All right? Matt Flynn had a lot of preseason time because what? Aaron Rodgers didn't play that much. Because what? He was a veteran.
He didn't want to get hurt.
RG3 should be getting a lot of practice time.
He will. I mean,
really, though, you can't say that. I mean, because he draws a lot of comparisons to Michael Vick. When Michael Vick was a rookie, he didn't play much in the preseason either.
But this is different.
They're protecting their investment.
But Michael Vick sat. He didn't start.
He sat.
That's the difference. Like, RG3's going to get a lot of playing time because he's the starter.
So RG3 start, or should maybe RG1 start?
Come on, let's be real. they got tickets to sell. They already did his dream.
Let's be real. Like,
they kicked out Jabbar. They gave up Gaffney.
I know his number.
Yeah, what's your thoughts on that?
What? Oh, man. It's because of Twitter.
The Twitter scandal.
The wrestling saying it isn't, but just be honest with it.
It is what it is.
He's a leading receiver, man. If anyone had to go, Simmons Santana. He came into the season ready to play, man.
Yeah, I know.
What I'm saying. Just be honest with it. And then he said it wasn't. I mean, just say. It was a Twitter thing, you know. We're going a different direction.
I mean, you get some people have an uproar saying the Redskins don't have any wide receivers. Why they cut Gaffney? I'm just saying it's like they got Garcon, they got Morgan.
Who's the number one?
Yeah, who got Morgan? Who are all younger and I think can put up similar numbers to Jabbar Gaffney. Okay. Jabbar Gaffney's cool, but don't get wrong, like he's older. I think even Santana might be even a little bit younger than Jabbar Gaffney.
But here's my question though with Morgan. What is he?
You said Josh Wilson at first, by the way.
I said Morgan.
He did.
Yeah, I'm talking about Josh Wilson, the cornerback.
He said corner. That's what he meant. He's talking about
Morgan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What is Morgan?
What you mean?
On this team? Is he a slot?
on this team, he can play. I think he's be more outside than me. To be honest,
he's an outside. So
Santana's going. Oh yeah.
See. Thank you.
All right.
People didn't realize that.
Hankerson. Yeah.
Here you go. People did not realize that. I did not understand.
Hankerson will be the.
See, this is what they understand. Morgan was cheap. I got it. I understand he was cheap, but for what?
He could play when he played four wide receivers out. Play four wide.
Austin's clearly gone.
Yeah. Austin sucks. You know I don't like Austin. Austin stinks.
Austin's good.
Austin stinks.
You know now
Armstrong is gone too.
You know, we knew that. You know Niles went to tight end, right?
Yeah, he looked like he'd be a tight end. He's big enough.
You know why?
Because
he's a great blocker.
Yeah.
You know, every time we put him in.
Yeah, dumbass crap.
What did we do?
We ran the ball.
And I was like, come on, man, be real. I was hoping we trade Cooley.
I love Cooley.
I was hoping we was going to get a fourth round pick.
No value for Cooley, man. Don't do that, man. Stop trying to trade Cooley.
Yeah, I want the value for him.
There's no value for Cooley at the moment.
I know, but I was hoping that we got a fourth.
What you got your thumbs down for Chris Cooley?
Stock is on the decline.
It is.
His stock is on the decline. It is. I ain't going to lie. But he's going to have a great season, though, if he gets to play. Just me and Rose being real.
I mean,
if he gets to play, we're going to have a good season.
Transfer Miles to the tight end? You think so? We got three tight ends now.
You think Miles is going to start with Chris Cooley?
I don't know why they moved him.
He has no chance to start with Chris Cooley at tight end.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, no chance.
I'm just waiting to see. What are you playing? Because Freddie D, one more drug junk, he's done. I'm going to tell you one thing. He ain't stopping smoking. I don't think Trent Williams either, too.
I ain't going to lie.
Week 5, Skins Falcons play. Be interesting to see what their record will be around that time.
That's my boy right there.
Who's your boy?
George Teague.
Oh, George Teague. Yeah, Teague's the man. That's the reason I'm a Falcons fan. Exactly. I'm a Hawks fan. Huh? All right, what's next on the agenda, man?
What other teams impress you guys in the draft?
Al, you want to go first? Go ahead, Al. You know about college football better than I.
I like what the Steelers did. I was hoping that the Redskins picked up.
What's up, Mike Adams? Everybody keeps
saying marijuana. He smoked weed. you know what it is that I think it's so stupid that you know that you're going to get tested and you're still going to smoke? Like you go to the combine, you know they're going to test you on everything.
Yeah.
And he said he didn't smoke. He lied to the Steelers.
Who does that, man?
Who does that? Almost every player?
Well, Patriots had a good draft. And the Cowboys trading up was one of the best moves of the night, if not the best move of the draft.
It was the best move.
Huh?
It was the best move, right? I was so upset with that. I was so upset.
I like that, John. I liked that.
You know, I didn't even get to see. I didn't get to see it live, but like when I got home, I was like, "You got to be kidding me!"
Yeah, Claiborne, really?
Claiborne, that's tough.
And then you bought that with Carr. You got Claiborne
and
Carr now.
They're trying to trade Jenkins. I heard.
Yeah,
I'll take him.
Yeah, I'll take Jenkins.
I don't want Jenkins.
I'll take Jenkins.
He doesn't stay healthy enough for me.
I'll take Jenkins.
I'll take him. I'm hoping they release him. There's a lot of teams. When they try to trade players and they don't
get
trade,
the way they need to release them. That's what we did. Jabbar Gaffney. Nobody wanted him, so we just released him. I like Patriots draft. Obviously, I did like the Cowboys draft. I just can't say that often.
What do you like about the Patriots?
Oh, Hightower, man. I love Hightower. He's a beast, man. What I like about him is they draft college players who perform. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Spikes was good in Florida. You know, he was good. Like, he was a good middle linebacker. Hightower is a good, and he fits the mold of a Patriot linebacker, to be honest with you. Big, physical. And it's he produced in college, and they draft those kind of players. That's what I like about
him. You know what Bud said? He actually drafts coaches.
Huh?
He drafts coaches. He goes with coaches, like where they play.
Yeah,
at. That's what he does. I mean, he has a good relationship with Urban Meyer, so you'll see him draft a lot of You'll see him. He has a good relationship with the SEC.
Yeah,
I'll be honest, a good relationship with the SEC. So it didn't.
Trino too.
No, I'm but also, I see.
Mike Spice is.
I saw that, and I was like, wow. But are they going to go back to the 3-4?
That's a good question.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a good question.
Because I look at Hightower as a 3-4 linebacker. Last year they went completely 4-3.
Because they just didn't work the personnel.
They had Albert last year. That's why.
They're quicker now, too.
You guys know about him, right?
What about Albert?
Haynesboro?
What about Albert Haynesboro?
I'm saying you guys are a fan of him.
I'm a fan. I was a fan.
He was a Redskin for.
Yeah, I was a fan.
I'm still a fan. I'm still a fan, man. He stole money. It happens.
He never got to go to Stadium Club, unfortunately. Left town too quick.
He'll be back.
Anyway, let's take a break. We'll get back. We're going to discuss the NBA playoffs, which we're watching right now as we record this show. And George Teague, he's impressive right now. I don't know if Rondo was still playing, if he'll be doing the same thing. But
Rondo doesn't check him.
Yeah. Earth Sports here. Eyes Radio. You dig.
The Eyes Radio Network is one of the fastest growing sports networks in the Washington, D.C. area, with great shows like Chris and the Commish and the Urban Sports Scene, plus media and athlete interviews and other content. You will get all the great sports coverage for the DMV and whatever's happening around the nation. Eyes Radio is built on listening on your time, whether it's listening to one of our shows live, downloading from iTunes, the Stitcher Radio app, or just on the website. We make it easy for you to listen to us when you want. Always let people know that you're listening to your favorite show on www.eyesradio.com. That's www.eyesradio.com. And follow us on Twitter at Eyes Radio.
And Carlos Boozer, I'm just letting the people know, we're back from commercial break, UrbanSportsScene, EyesRadio.com. Carlos Boozer has a shape up. For what? Did you see that commercial?
His shape up?
Yeah.
Is it real? Is it the real one?
He didn't get Beijing nothing, man. It's spotty.
Oh, it's his spotty.
That's
oh.
ridiculous. Come on, now LeBron must be inspiring him to do that. And with all the headband, LeBron is really, LeBron's about to be on a George Jefferson level soon. Have you noticed that?
I haven't paid attention to it.
Yeah, no, LeBron's about to get the Jamie Foxx. He's about to get surgery.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
He's too far gone now.
He'll if he comes back with
Mike Bibby, then
that's what Bibby did that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the Bibby.
Bibby and Jamie Foxx.
We know Jamie Foxx did it, but Jamie Foxx wasn't where LeBron is.
Jamie Foxx has hair again.
He got his hairline lowered.
Are you serious?
You never noticed that? Yeah, look on look on Jamie Foxx show.
I was watching. He was on Steve Harvey was getting horrible bosses. I haven't. That's the only last thing I seen him on.
No. That's where it was good. That's where his hairline. But I'm saying, if you go back and compare and contrast, Mike Bibby, you'll see.
Oh, yeah, I know Mike Bibby.
Mike Bibby,
that's easy.
But
that's
nobody really paid it too much attention. LeBron has been infamous for losing his hairline at such a young age.
Yeah, that's true.
And Mike Bibby shaved his head voluntarily. It just didn't grow back. That's the problem.
Damn shame. This is sad. That's a sad state of events.
You know, LeBron goes down and like his headband's on. He like that's the first thing he fixes.
His headband?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I noticed that. Like he cares.
I
mean,
like,
about
good guy.
Like he doesn't care about anything.
Like,
else,
he'd be,
but
he'd be like touch his headband, make sure it's on his head.
Yeah.
I'd be like, play the game.
He's very conscious of that joint. Yeah. You can tell he's very conscious of it.
He say he's not, but he is.
No, he is.
When he did the interview with Ernie Johnson after the whole Barkley and
Barkley ripped him.
His character. He wore a towel during the interview. So they were like, can you take the towel off your head? He's like, oh, no, I ain't worried about it. He took the towel off.
Look, I'm still fresh. I still got whatever. Like, nah.
I still got waves. Womp, womp, womp.
He does have waves, though.
He had waves, but I was like, come on.
Fish
like,
Prince has waves, too.
Nappy
head drinks. Look at him drink.
Kobe Stopper. Crossing my four-peat.
Ruben Patterson.
Tayshaun Prince.
All right. Amari Stoudemire. Let's get there. Punching glass yesterday. What an idiot. Bottom line, that's all I'm going to say. Those cornrows are hideous too, by the way. So you should have punched glass just for whoever did those.
Hey, Barkley made a valid point. I was listening to him the other day.
About the cornrows?
Nah, he said that, why did you punch it in game two when you could have punched it in game one? After you got beat bad. I was like, you're right.
Nah, he didn't want to play no more. He wanted to go to Miami and party. He wanted to stay in Miami. He ain't going to be in New York. Like, let's be real, man. The Knicks don't have a chance.
Why are you talking trash to Udonis Haslem, though?
Because Don Haslem is the muscle on the team.
Well, he's Slim Charles?
He's the muscle
He's the enforcer.
He's the enforcer.
Wow. What the heck was
that's
that?
That's Jew. He's the enforcer.
Hey, I want to get big just to do the Raji dance. But anyway, that's on the side note. No, Amari Stoudemire plays no defense. Barkley's now predicting he's going to be traded because they're not going to amnesty him with $60 million being owed. So.
Are they going to amnesty him?
No, absolutely not. $60 million?
No. But no, see, people don't realize with amnesty, even though he gets released, if someone picks him up, they pick up that contract. He has a clear waivers. Let's say he gets released and someone wants him, they pick up that whole entire contract until he goes through waivers. If he goes through waivers, then his next contract, whatever it is, they still, the percentage that he gets paid from there, that team relinquishes. So if he gets paid $20 million, the Knicks only owe him $40 million.
Oh, well, I would love to have him here in Washington.
I'm envious right now
with Nick Young playing such a huge role in the Clippers comeback. It's always somebody leaving Washington.
There's
looking
no
good.
Way Amari Stoudemire. There's no way Amari Stoudemire leaving New York at this point in time. He'll be there next year.
Man, if the Wizards get Anthony Davis, Amari would be a perfect compliment because Anthony Davis.
They are got it. They got, but the Wizards are fine where they're at right now with the players they have.
The Bobcats.
But Amari would be good in D.C. because he has a point guard.
That's true.
Has, but the thing is, what the Knicks need to realize, the season's over.
It is.
In the offseason, instead of doing the pick and roll with Tyson Chandler and Melo,
yes,
they work on it with Amari and Melo, and then that will solve everything.
Amari and Melo, Amari and Lynn.
No.
Just had two offensive scores.
Honestly, I don't have Lynn. Lynn's gonna be on the bench.
Who's gonna be starting point guard?
Lynn's not better than Tony Douglas, who they're ripping. Lynn's not better than Baron Davis. If they wanted to, they could start Phil.
Can I get a 20-second?
Sure, go ahead.
Remember what you mentioned about Bryce Harper earlier?
Yeah.
About money? Jeremy Lin sells.
Yeah, I know.
Tickets and jerseys.
I didn't say he's gonna get released. I said
he should play.
He's not gonna start.
Nicole, you good?
He shouldn't start at all. But like I said, that's all they gotta do is do Melo and Amari, and have Amari actually post up. He stopped posting up completely, and when they did talk about it, and they're correct. Amari and I'm sorry.
I had to change the channel, my bad. I distracted you, man.
You definitely did.
I distracted you, my bad. Yeah. I changed the channel. Yeah. Folks out there, listen to us online.
He lost his composure.
I changed the channel to the Bulls and 76ers game, and I lost his focus. I apologize.
Let me just address it real quick. Amari and Tyson Chandler can't play together. It's not Melo and Amari. It's Amari and Tyson Chandler. They can't play together because Tyson Chandler has to be near the rim. Mm. All right. So that means Amari has to be on the outside. He's forced to take the jump shot.
So they need
to put Amari down low, and Tyson Chandler needs to get a 12-footer.
Yeah. So in essence, it was a bad signing.
Oh, it was a horrible signing.
That's why they
needed
to hire Ernie Grunfeld. Take him away from us. And he can fix their roster.
It was a horrible signing. Gracious. Horrible, horrible signing. Because now Amari, and also Melo messed up Amari.
They damn right he messed up.
Because people don't realize Amari was in the post before Melo got there.
But he was a star. Like it's a big difference. Amari was the franchise player until Melo got there. He was the man.
All Amari got to do is go down low. That's all he has to do. If he does, because he still can post up.
Yeah, he can still post. That's true.
If he does that, Melo can still do what he does on the outside and still take over when he needs to.
Yeah. Unfortunately, injuries have messed Amari up because he had that Blake Griffin type of ability where he could stretch dunk over people when he first got into the league.
Yeah.
Combined with the fact that he could shoot.
That quick
wasn't much like him. Dwight Howard, we thought was going to be like him. Keem Warrick, Wally's man.
I never thought that.
So he was going to be like him.
I never did.
You were high on Keem.
No, I didn't. Ray knows I don't like him.
I'm telling you, you were.
No, I wasn't.
I don't care. Don't believe the hype.
I hated that dude.
You hated Keem Warrick in college?
Really? Yeah, I did. I didn't like him.
Okay. I don't know.
He was like Stretch Armstrong.
Who cost their teams more, Rondo or Stoudemire?
Say that again?
Who cost the team more for their first?
Rondo. Yeah. Rondo. Because even with a Stoudemire, they're still going to lose.
I agree.
I mean, that's clean. Rondo makes that team go.
Yeah, right now they're down three, but Rondo, I think I agree with Al. Rondo definitely what he did was worse than what Stoudemire did. You saw how Barkley and Kenny Smith and all of them tried to make fun of the whole situation
about Rondo.
Yeah, Rondo, like they tried to make excuses why he didn't, and Shaq make excuses how he didn't do it on purpose. They said that he tripped on his foot. He tripped on his foot. Then he's like, oh, never mind. That doesn't work because then he stuck his chest out. So
I don't know what he was thinking.
I don't know. He was mad. He was mad at the first call. Not that call. There was a call that somebody tipped it out, and they said he tipped it out, and it was not even close. So he was mad. The same referee jacked up that call. So he was pissed at him. So he kept talking to him, and then when that play happened, he got so pissed off that he just went off.
You know, Stern didn't want to suspend him.
Oh, he didn't?
No, he didn't want to suspend him. That's why he took so long.
Oh.
They were trying to figure out a way to not suspend him. They really were. They were trying to figure
out a way. I believe it.
But, you know, Boston, you know, because it's Boston.
Boston make money.
It's Boston.
Yeah, they make money.
You know, you want them in there as long as possible.
Yeah.
Rondo praised on the week. He tried to fight Kirk Heinrich. Now he's bumping referees. Ridiculous, man. Even though Kirk Heinrich, people sleep on him. Kirk Heinrich
goes to everyone.
He's tough. He goes to anybody. He don't back down nobody.
Yeah, he's the one.
That's because he knows he's going to get held back. Go to Jasper's and step to somebody. Go out to the bar and step to somebody. Yeah, exactly. We seen what happened at LSU.
Go ahead, man.
You stepped to somebody in the bar, yeah.
Oh,
you saw Jordan Jefferson, they beat the shoes off somebody. They started taking people's shoes.
He didn't get drafted.
They stomped at somebody.
Was he in the draft?
I'm sorry. I threw the whole show off.
Yeah, he got drafted?
Jordan Jefferson.
George Jefferson? That was his name?
Jordan.
I
said
George.
He said George. Did he say George?
He said George.
I thought so.
You know what? He was after talk because Kellen Moore didn't get drafted and people were pissed.
Yeah, he got signed though, right?
But Kellen Moore got signed.
By Detroit.
Yeah.
As the eighth stringer.
No, but it's pretty good though.
He needs to learn.
No.
Stafford
gets
hurt.
Yeah, he gets hurt. That's sometimes they said it's better to be
a
free agent.
Yeah, but they got Sean Hill, though.
He can beat out Sean Hill.
Nah, he can't.
No, he can't.
Nah, Sean Hill from Spalding.
Sean Hill's from the UMD.
Oh, Lord. Eventually, he could beat out Sean Hill.
He's a Turpin.
I told you, man.
Does it
matter? Yeah, he's a Turp.
Oh, no, he can beat Sean Hill.
It doesn't matter. Eventually.
They had Bruce Perry.
But They got Megatron. Side note. Megatron.
Rex Grossman actually outplayed him.
They have Megatron. Side note. Megatron, that's just stupid. Being on Madden is dumb.
I
don't get why he was on Madden.
You know what? I want to know how much money they get to be on Madden.
It has to be an incentive. You know the curse. Why are you on Madden's cover? It makes no sense.
Is that Steve Smith? Oh, no. That's great.
Is that? No, that's not Chuck Person.
Chuck of LA.
Oh, that's Stacey King, dog.
We're currently watching the Sixers and Bulls game.
Who was that guy who shot that shot?
Joe
Noah.
Kimmel. Oh, sorry.
He's a beast.
Sorry, Fletcher.
He's a beast.
I can't stand.
He don't like you either. People don't realize how good Turner is. He don't realize how good he is either.
I know. Amon Turner's such a beast. Man.
He actually seems like he's starting to find himself.
Got him.
Look at that move. Oh, look at the elevation.
I got fouled. Didn't call it?
All right, look,
this dude right here is the truth. He's the truth right here.
Who, John Lucas?
Yeah, I love Lucas.
I've been telling him about it.
I can't stand Lucas.
He gets busy.
Yeah, that fluke shot in college, man. Messed up Jameer Nelson's whole career.
Did he mess it up?
Get busy. Get busy. Come on, Evan. Come on. Good move.
That was so slow. That was Earl the Pearl. Anyway, we got to get the people back on point because they're listening, on track. Can the Bulls win this series without Rose? Absolutely. That's a dumb question. Who came up with that?
I know. I think.
No.
No, I don't think so either.
They're not going to win the series.
I don't think so either.
No, they're not going to win the series.
76ers will win this.
So I'm waiting for Lou Williams 85. To decide that he wants to be a superstar again.
Yeah. I think Evan Turner's going to have
There's no such thing as a quiet.
I think Evan Turner made a prediction that he made a statement stating that he'd rather play the 76ers, and I think he's going to be
rather
right.
Rather play the Bulls.
I said 76ers. Rather play the Bulls. And I think he's right. And I think they'll win this series just because of what happened with Derrick Rose.
I don't know about that. We'll see. I'm not going to say anything definitive because Derrick Rose is – the main component to Chicago, although they did have a good record without him, 18-9.
They were good without him.
Okay, but here's the difference.
In the playoffs, doesn't make a difference when you're playing Philly. I'm sorry.
It does because
they don't play harder.
Now you play. You're playing the same team over and over. So now you can stop them. You can set up and stop them.
Exactly.
The Bulls don't have a go-to player.
They don't
have a go-to player.
I like Luol Deng.
I like
He's not a go-to player.
That's from Duke. They got too many Dukies on their squad.
I agree. Excuse me. Who team do you like in college?
Keyless Carolina.
Don't say that. You were the worst coach ever. He's a color recruiter. This guy needs to play more.
Daddy
he should be starting. Yeah, he should be starting. I don't understand why.
I love
why.
Daddy Sean.
You don't like him. Talk about him on the bench.
Daddy
he should
Sean?
Be starting.
He's a good hard worker, man. He's a hard
starting,
worker.
Man.
He's in the mold of
him and Lou.
Of Wallace. He's a Gerald right. Wallace and company.
If the Bulls can't reach the finals, what changes need to be made? Because a lot of people say they play harder than anybody, but nobody can create their own shot but Derrick Rose.
No changes. Just got to be healthy.
Richard Hamilton's not in the game right now.
They should have never traded Ben Gordon.
Yeah, I know, right?
They should never trade Ben Gordon. I'm sorry.
No, they let him go. Via
yeah, fans. Never. They
weren't
going
to pay him what Detroit gave him. I'm sorry. He had to go get paid.
He
should they could do.
But
you can't match that.
I think Detroit.
He's about 5'10".
This could be his. He could be a free agent now. Next year, or he's going to get released or one or the other. I think he's going to get released. Hopefully.
And come to Washington. Yeah.
Nah, no, hell no. I want him to be successful. Let's go back to Chicago. You know? All he needs to do is go back to Chicago.
Oh, wow.
See this elbow on
the back? Yeah, elbow on the back. Damn. And they get, what the heck?
Yeah, they always catch retaliation.
Jesus Christ.
All right, what's the timetable for Rose's return? October?
It's an ACL.
It's ACL. He should be back. Did he
fall?
He just do that? You're right, he did that. Noah, two-time champion. Two-time.
All right, let's go back. Let's go back to the topic.
Nobody can see what we're talking about.
I know, man.
I'm sorry.
You had to describe it.
I was just, timetable for him come back, 6 to 9 months, correct? So, at the latest, he could be back November, right? If my math is right.
Yeah, my fear is that, you know, you don't want it to be like what happened to Gilbert Arenas and folks like that. So you just take your time. Whenever you feel that he's healthy and he's 100%.
Chris Paul is back and he's good.
I'm just saying. Like he uses his athletic ability is so essential to him. So if you want to get him at his normal level, his D Rose level, then rest him as long as you can. Because you see how essential, you know, Gilbert Arenas, his speed was so essential to what he did, and then he lost it. Due to come up rushing himself back.
A lot of people, bro, that was his own fault. I'm just Rose saying, so has the best trainers around him.
Well, I mean,
Arenas was rehabbing by himself.
But you got to, because you know, Rose wants to play bad. You have to control him. That's you true. Have to control
they will.
Him.
They will. Rose's trainer is the best trainer. Yeah, period. Yeah, he got D-Wade back to where D-Wade is now. Remember D-Wade? Everybody thought his career was over.
That's true.
So he's gonna be all right. My whole thing is,
I don't think he's going to be all right.
People placing so much blame on what happened, and it's all the fault of the lockout.
No.
Yes, it is.
Another
if it was
lockout.
No lockout, you wouldn't be playing this condensed schedule where his body was breaking down. Derrick Rose was never – he never had health issues up until this shortened season where you're playing every night, every other night, and you're traveling. Come on, man. You can't do that to people. It's been so many injuries. Look at Shumpert. Went down on doing what? A crossover? Everybody's body's breaking down.
It's called Adidas. That's what that's called. It's called Adidas. And also, Derrick Rose will not be the same.
And Derrick Rose, maybe it's his diet.
And also, he didn't come in. He didn't come in great shape. That's what it comes down to. He didn't come in great shape. Like people think
lockout.
You can't blame the lockout. They're individuals. You can't.
LeBron
didn't close the gym.
LeBron in great shape.
Yeah, he can't close the gym.
LeBron's work.
Derrick Rose wasn't. He wasn't shooting in the gym.
Many NBA players.
I'm gonna tell you something. Derrick Rose would not be the same player because what made him so great was his body.
Stopping on a dime.
It's stopping a dime and his body control. He's gonna be scared to tear it, and that's natural. He's gonna be scared to plant a certain way. Yeah, initially, but it's going to change his game.
Well, I'm saying he should rest as long as he needs.
As
to
long
be.
As possible.
As long he stretched out.
As long as possible.
Because he is known to stop on a dime and planting that leg.
Absolutely.
If he can't do that, then don't do it.
He can come back after the All-Star break and they'll still be in contention.
I mean,
they'll be contenders.
Rest.
Because they have a great coach.
When he's 100%, like, I mean, officially 100%.
They have a great coach.
100%. He comes back. If he's not 100%. If you're a 95%, do not come back.
What did your doctor tell you when you tore your ACL? You'll come back stronger if you rehab properly,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he'll come back stronger, I believe.
I'm not Derrick Rose. I'm not like his ability.
I know. You don't have to tell me that.
Yeah.
I knew that.
You definitely don't got to tell me that.
Not even close to Derrick Rose.
I don't have his knee at all.
You can't expect boards.
Yeah. I did back then.
Back then?
I could back then.
In college?
Yeah, I could back then.
Because you were wrong. I going to the gym, you said, I'm trying to dunk.
I'm trying. I used to dunk.
Say
I dunked outside.
He used to do what?
He used to pull his socks up over his calves.
Yeah, I did.
Calves.
Yeah, big calves.
Fat calves? You're scared.
He said, I'm trying to dunk. Him and Ron were going to the gym. They were both
trying
to dunk.
I wanted to dunk.
Mega Ron?
I smacked glass. I smacked glass easy. I was trying to dunk.
Mega Ron tried to dunk?
I don't know if Ron was trying to dunk. I know I was trying to dunk.
We were going to the gym together, and his goal was to dunk.
My goal was to dunk, yeah. I was going to work on my calves.
What happened? Parties happened.
No, Jew happened.
Carl's Jr.
Jew showed me Hardee's. He showed me the fat boy like.
What you got,
we all right, on line, man. Where we at, man?
Who wins tonight, Bulls or Sixers, man?
Well, right now the Sixers are
losing.
Sixers
are going to win by three.
Right now the Sixers are losing 39-45 in the second quarter with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left. I'm going to still pick the 76ers to win this game. I think Evan Turner's going to have a good game. I don't know his stat line, but I have faith that Evan Turner.
This dude, Andre, he's horrible.
Most
man.
Compelling series, Oklahoma. Dallas, can you?
That's the most compelling one.
Can
to you
agree with
it
me?
Is.
So we can move on.
I like Memphis and the Clippers.
Memphis and the Clippers. Okay.
Did you watch the whole game? Not yesterday.
No, what, I cut it off. I thought they lost. Okay, I thought the Clippers were lose.
Okay, see game.
Oh no, I cut the Clippers game off.
Yeah, I did too. Until Marcus texted me, and then I checked back and realized that who missed the shot?
How would you up 27?
Rudy Gay missed a shot, yeah.
He was 27.
I don't know how they lost. It is what it is. But I'm talking, did you catch the OKC game?
I didn't catch the end.
No, I didn't.
I know they only won by three, but was it close? I don't know.
They were up 16
It was close. It was close.
And it looked like it was over. And then
somebody had
Then Vince Carter tied the game up.
Jason Terry had a chance to shoot a
yeah,
three.
He missed it.
It was close. It was
another close game.
Okay, I want to make sure.
Westbrook, he's a beast. But James Harden is the most important player on that team.
Of course.
Even over Durant.
You want to know why?
Most important.
Yeah.
You know the reason why James Harden is most important?
It's
because.
God, I didn't like him at first. So.
You know the reason why?
I was
Harden,
wrong. 15%.
It has to be because when KD and Westbrook get out the game, they have nothing else.
Yeah.
That's why. Like, you need another score.
Yeah, he balls, man.
He balls.
Balls so hard. University.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but.
But Westbrook's the most unguardable player on the team, though.
No, but Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant's the most unguardable score.
Nah, he's not.
Yeah, he scores so easy. I'm sorry.
Who just scored that again? Lucas.
Kevin Durant scores.
Now, why
so
does
easy.
He check Dirk on defense?
I don't know why he should.
Why does?
Oh, he said why doesn't? Why doesn't?
Why doesn't he?
He should.
Nah, Ibaka's better. Defender.
I mean, he should in a fourth quarter.
Ibaka's
he should.
A way better defender.
I said he wasn't in a four. In a four, he no, because the lateral movement. He should.
Nah, Ibaka.
Ibaka hasn't been stopping Dirk.
No one can stop Dirk.
Kevin Durant should try. I'm saying he should try.
If this Dallas team was playing about 10 years ago with Sean Murray and Vince on the same team, that would be like Lob City, right? Now it's, I don't even know what to call it.
This guy's killing.
Ground City.
Ground City.
You got to come up with a name.
It's not the Matrix. It's going to get a slow joint.
Half man, half
still be scoring.
Oh, half man, half McNugget. No, that's not a good one.
I'm trying to think of it.
He was good coming out of high school. People don't realize
you know
that.
What? Can they cancel? Can they cancel the San Antonio Utah series, please?
It's boring.
Can they please cancel? That's historically been a boring matchup. Even with Karl Malone versus David Robinson.
Tony Parker.
We are clearly.
Nah, Noah is annoying the hell out of me. I'm sorry. He's making J's and he's talking trash.
Noah is getting busy.
Oh, God, I can't stand Joakim Noah.
Who has the worst form, him and Bill Cartwright in Bulls history?
Bill Cartwright, hands down, man down.
Noah,
that ball looks like
a. Cartwright's done with all the two hands.
Noah is a kickball. Call it rough.
It's not even a curveball.
But you mean all from the all the way from the
knuckleball.
It's clearly.
No,
have you seen the rotation?
I'm not looking at. I'm not even paying attention.
No one has by far.
I'm sorry, I don't like
this. Look at this shot. Look at that assist by that great point guard.
All right, who's going hard to paint in these playoffs? Pick a player, big y'all.
Nah, I gotta be last.
You know, because he's gonna spaz out. He's just gonna spaz out.
I don't think so. I like it.
I'm gonna choose Teague. I like Teague. He says Rondo's not playing today. He'll have a good game. I think he's playing well right now. Anyway. Teague, you know, that's my dude since Wake Forest. I've always been a fan of him.
I am going with Ty Lawson to rebound once he gets home. Ty Lawson struggled in the first game, which killed me because I like the Nuggets. I actually wanted to make the point earlier, but you guys were talking, that Carmelo should never left the Nuggets.
Of course not. He's an idiot.
He actually had a better opportunity. When he wanted to be in a big market, though. I feel him. The whole Brooklyn Knicks rivalry is going to heat up in a few years, supposedly.
No,
it's all about money. But anyway, do you like the logos, by the way, the Brooklyn logos?
I saw it. It's stupid. It's dumb.
They thought since Jay-Z, quote-unquote, designed it, it was supposed to be the best thing in the world. Oh, gosh. Scottie Pippen's ugly. Him and Julius Erving, they look like they're starting to look similar since they retired. You know, cutting on their facial hair. This is flat out ugly. Who's going hard in the paint, huh?
Man, my person going hard in the paint. It's my dude, Amari Stoudemire. He decided to quit. All right? He was like, you know what, South Beach, I'm playing a partay and not play ball. I wasn't what? Shooting in the gym. He decided to beat up something that wasn't going to fight back. A fire single. Why? He didn't want to check Chris Bosh. He didn't want to check Chris Bosh. Chris Bosh was manhandling. Bosh is back, baby. You know what I'm saying? They say Tupac back. Say it again. Bosh is back. No one's doing it with me?
No, not at all.
I'm too sure.
Nah, man, we about to play tennis after this. You know what I'm saying? We can't be exerting energy into
you're talking about Tupac.
You got that Adidas on, man.
My Adidas, man, that made Run DMC famous, huh?
Yeah, but look at them now, they fat. like a girl. Like, what is he, robotic?
I'm not going to get fat, though. It doesn't happen. This is EOD right here, homie. Exercise or die.
Dang, it's a cult.
It really is. Not a cult, actually. Actually, I want to change the name Exercise to Live. Nah. And then there's another one that we had that's a nonprofit organization called Exercise, Not a Hobby, It's Life.
Life, yeah.
But we didn't get the funding for it.
Not at all.
Nobody wrote a grant for that.
Not at all.
Did y'all write a grant? Did y'all write?
No, what happened was Exercise to Die is something that I implemented in my own life. You know, I was knocked for it. Him and Jew were fat. We went to IHOP and they would make fun of me. They would sit together. I would sit by myself in the booth. They would sit together. You would think one of them would want to have their own space. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, they would always knock me for eating whole grain pancakes. And like Exercise to Die was a bunch of nonsense. Anyway, to make a long story short, Wally finally jumped on the bandwagon. And then when I retired from it, then he took over. You know, he ran the organization for a while. He put it on Facebook and all that good stuff. But at the time, he was hating on it, so he made a rival organization called Exercise Not a Hobby. It's Life.
Yeah,
and it never got funding.
Yeah, I never heard of it.
Nobody ever backed it.
Yeah, no one backed it up.
So you went back to Exercise and Die? So
what I did was
I made a deal. Really, like,
say it again?
He met a deer and it really messed his life.
Don't mention that name again.
Rice.
Satan!
She messed up his life, you know what I'm saying? Made all this rice that he got fed off of. And then it definitely wasn't a hobby. It definitely wasn't even life. It just wasn't.
It was nothing.
So, and she was skinny the whole time. She ate all the food.
It was the devil.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
It was the devil.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right, Will T described another person as the devil after the show last week. So I don't know.
Yeah, bro.
It's some competition. I don't know. Anyway, yeah. check us out on Eyes Radio Network, eyesradio.com. If you listen on Podbean. If you listen on Eyes Radio, check us out on Podbean. iTunes. We're on iTunes twice now, from what I heard. iTunes Top 100 is still part of our goal.
Yeah.
You guys are?
No.
I have no idea.
No. We're in the top 1 million.
Probably even not even that.
Yeah. Check out Chris and the Commish every weekday, 4 o'clock, 4 to 6. Eyes Radio. It's only 2 shows now, man. I'm sad.
Yeah, I know.
The Voice of the Fan, they left.
Yeah, Voice of the Fan. Shout out, big up.
After
big
being on the show for, what, 2 weeks? Being on the network for 2 weeks.
But big ups to the
they
Voice.
They decided they would be independent. Yeah, come on, now, what are you, John Edwards?
Nigga, wait, man. Big ups to the Voice of the Fan.
Hey, what's wrong with this
man? I know, they good people, man. They hold us
what's
down,
wrong,
man.
What?
They hold us down. And make sure you check
them. Is that what you said?
And make sure you check them out at www.thevoiceofthefan.com.
Joel Lieberman, he left after running with Kerry. He left
and talking about?
Became independent. Joel Lieberman. And then he showed up at the Republican Caucus or the National Convention.
Big up to them, man. They hold us down.
Big ups.
They showing us love on that show.
It should be some type of contractual agreement involved.
Oh, what, with Eyes Radio?
Yeah, because how can you just leave after, you know?
That means we can leave anytime we want to.
I got to get money first. Big difference.
All eyes on Urban Sports.
Yeah, man. We're not going to leave, though.
All eyes on me.
We love Eyes Radio.
Check me out.
Any last words?
Al, what's your Twitter handle, Al? Tell me your Twitter handle.
Oh, man. Don't follow me.
He's not on Twitter anymore.
I was on Twitter.
I'm on Twitter, man. I'm on everything, man.
You follow Warren Sapp?
Yeah, he followed me.
You gonna count him on his money?
Warren Sapp follow you?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Nah, he don't.
He broke. He broke.
You know what, man? Don't
he said he made
that.
A bad real estate investment. No, he said he made a bad construction investment.
He bought too many J's.
Too many J's?
Yeah, he got like over 400, he said.
That's
put it on his bankruptcy report.
He did, I know.
Yeah, I
with the naked
possible.
Pictures of the women.
Yeah, that's a damn shame. That's
so stupid. He said naked pictures.
He had naked pictures of women that he claimed as part of his assets because he said that was part of his whole game to get women naked when they came to his house to see the pictures and be inspired by whoever went to his house.
You have pictures on the wall?
Now, you know what's next? It's a reality show.
Oh,
everybody loves Warren or something.
Oh, oh.
Coming.
Oh, do you have pictures on the wall?
He did, yeah. Mona Lisa, you know.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like random.
Naked pictures on the wall. No. This is what he claimed in his assets. Naked pictures of women that he put on his wall. He said that was a motivator to get him naked. That's what he said in the interview.
Stupid.
So when he had company, he tried to get him naked. Whoever went over his house. But I can see it,
get
man.
Get Bucky naked.
I can see him. Tony Dungy will speak out against it, but he would still do it. It would be a big ratings draw. T.O., you know, his whole bankruptcy thing is on TV, so he's making a little money from that. Warren Sapp, I can see it.
Can
what would they call it? Sapp? Sapp in love?
You've been sapped?
You've been sapped?
Got a worse, man.
That's disgusting.
Got a worse for real.
And keep bucking naked.
What's wrong with y'all guys?
Hey, did you check the Rihanna pictures out at the last show?
No, I ain't check it out.
You
I was joking around. You know I was joking around with checking the Rihanna naked pictures.
You had a big thing of lotion right here, cocoa butter lotion.
I did. I always got cocoa butter lotions right here.
In a corner?
For myself.
Right by the chair.
Yeah, by the chair. I lotioned myself up.
Thanks for tuning in.
Not like that,
Urban Sports Team, we love you. Catch us at Laurel. We playing tennis tonight. Peace.
Urban Sports Team, bye. Just your dick.